Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Bystadig in Woodmead na 'n ongeluk op die M1 Noord naby Woodmead Ryland. Die verkeer is geaffekteer in alle rigtings op pad soontoe en dan ook stadig in Germiston op die N3 Suid op pad na die Geldenhuys-Wisselaar.
Die story van die dag is sekerlik die aankondiging dat president Cyril Ramaphosa by monde van woordvoerder Vincent Magwenya bevestig het dat die president die wet op grondonteiening goedgekeur het. Dit bied riglyne oor hoe die staat grond kan onteien in gevalle van onder meer openbare belang.
In terms of this law, an expropriating authority may not expropriate property arbitrarily or for a purpose other than a public purpose or in the public interest.
En reaksie stroom in, die Good Party se Brett Herren verwelkom die verwikkelinge en het die boodskap aan mense wat dalk bekommerd mag wees.
It is not the loaded gun to chase landowners into the sea that opponents to this bill projected it to be.
Dan is daar ook organisasies soos die Landbouunie TLESA wat meen dis 'n donker dag vir Suid-Afrika en dat die wet heel moontlik sake vertroue in die landboubedryf en ander bedrywe kan verminder. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Maar vir nou hou Karl Koetse van Cartesian Capital die plaaslike sakefront dop, hier is die jongste.
Die JSE-indeks van alle aandele sluit die dag 0,8% in die rooi. Archurance, Southern Sun en Sasol was die groot verloders van die dag, met aandele van daardie drie maatskappye wat allemaal met meer as 3% laer sluit.
So kom ons gaan staan 'n bietjie stil en kyk wat met Sasol gebeur het.
Sasol het vandag sy produksieverklaring uitgereik, waarin die maatskappy sy volume vooruitskattings vir die jaar verlaag het, weens uitdagings wat in die eerste helfte van Sasol se handelsjaar ondervind is.
Maar wie was die dag se wenners?
Alexander Forbes, British American Tobacco en Blue Label Telecoms. Alexander Forbes het aandele die dag 3% hoër geëindig.
'N dollar kos in die stadium R18.55, 'n euro R19.29 en 'n pond R22.86. Goud verhandel teen $2,742.89 per fyn ons en Brent ru olie staan op $79.49 per vat. Ek is Marlene Forsie, terug om 6.
Time for sport now with Joe Mann, and it's brought to you by Superbets. Know your sports better than anyone else? Prove it at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with some tennis news. Two-time defending champion Arina Sabalenka is on course to make it 3 titles in a row at Melbourne Park. The Belarusian world number one beat close friend Paula Badosa in straight sets. On the other side of the draw at the Australian Open, Madison Keys stunned Poland's Iga Świątek to reach her maiden final. The 19th seed won a tense third set tiebreak and set up a finale against the world number one. SA Rugby have announced a new sponsorship deal that will take them through the next four-year cycle. The sponsorship will run across all national sides, that's the Springbok men and women, as well as the Blitzbox and all junior sides. Manchester City have signed Egyptian striker Omar Marmoush from a Bundesliga outfit Eintracht Frankfurt for £59 million. Marmoush is the third January signing of Pep Guardiola's side, and the invincibility cloak has well and truly been removed from Man City. The Bulls and Springbok winger Kurtley Arendse might be unavailable for his franchise at the business end of the season. Arendse took a sabbatical contract with Japanese side Mitsubishi Dynabulls and was supposed to return to the Bulls at the end of that contract. But according to Bulls CEO Edgar Rathbone, the May deadline for registering players might be missed depending on the playoff status of the Dynabulls. And some of India's big guns have found the going tough in their return to domestic cricket after the BCCI made it a requirement for selection for the national side. Rohit Sharma, Shubman Gill, Yashasvi Jaiswal, as well as Rishabh Pant, all had innings to forget in the Ranji Trophy. And it's still early days at the SA20 match between the Durban Supergiants and...